there's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain. Come on.
Dude, there's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain this.
You know, I really don't have time to explain.
There's no time to explain.
No time to explain.
There's no time to explain.
There's no time to explain now.
There's no time to explain.
No time to explain.
I can explain.
I can explain.
I can't explain.
I can explain.
I can explain.
Friday, as always, is our day here on The Takeaway to talk about the weekend's big movie openings. And as always, Rafer Guzman is here. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway, here to take us through all of the movie selections for this weekend. Rafer, you've got Blockers out of the blocks here. This stars John Cena and Leslie Mann, a couple of other people. Blockers here refers to three parents trying to block their kids from having sex on prom night, right?
That's nicely put, Todd. That's exactly right.
Let's listen to a clip here.
What we're going to do, we're going to kiss the bumper. You give it a little tap, and then they're going to spin and stop, and we're going to spin and stop the other way, and we're going to look at each other, and we're going to go, it's all about the family.
Wait, I don't feel comfortable running the kids off the road.
This slow and unfurious attitude is not helping us. You have to believe.
Okay.
Kiss it.
I actually thought when I saw the trailers for this, two options. This could be really good or this could be really bad. And I'm happy to say that this actually turns out to be quite funny and really fun, I think partly because of the girls who play the teenage daughters, who are faces that we really haven't seen before. And they're a nice mix. And you've got the pretty blonde one, but then you've got one who is of mixed ethnicity. And then you've got one who is also gay. And I know that sounds like a little bit like kind of Hollywood focus group, but I was willing to believe that these three were friends and that they had sort of made this pack. And I think, you know, all these stories kind of intertwine in a fun way. It's fun to see the way these kids interact with each other. And I do think the parents, John Cena, Leslie Mann, Ike Barinholtz, are all pretty fun.
All right. Well, it sounds kind of madcap, but Rafer says it's worth seeing. That's Blockers. Let's take a sharp turn now to Chappaquiddick. Rafer, this film has gotten a lot of buzz. This depicts the real life events, Ted Kennedy's involvement in a fatal car crash in Chappaquiddick Island in 1969 that killed a young campaign staffer, Mary Jo Kopechne. And Ted Kennedy didn't report this death until the next day. Listen.
This country has a deep connection to the Kennedy name, and that is a valuable thing, gentlemen. We can't just let that go to waste. We need to remind the American people what this family has been through and how much more we have left to achieve.
And how are you planning on doing that, Ted?
A nationally televised statement.
That's Jason Clark there doing what I thought was a very good Ted Kennedy, understated, very quiet, really strong performance. I liked this film a lot. You know, I was just, you know, a tot when the Chappaquiddick incident had happened. But this was always a story that really baffled me and always just smelled very badly to me. And I was always amazed that here was Ted Kennedy in the Senate, someone who everyone thought extremely well of, that had this dark secret in his past. And yet somehow we all forgave him for it. And this film really explains how that happened and how he did it. I was really riveted by this film. And I think it explains a lot to us about, you know, how politicians get away with things. We all sit around wringing our hands saying, you know, how can this guy get away with this when this is right in front of our faces? And the fact of the matter is, if it's your guy, you look the other way. And that's what happened, I think, back in 1969 with Chappaquiddick.
Well, finally, Rafer, you've got You Were Never Really Here from director Lynn Ramsey. Joaquin Phoenix stars in this film. He's a former veteran traumatized by a war who now tracks down missing girls for a living.
Yeah. One thing I like about this movie is, you know, Joaquin Phoenix, who I think is one of the greats, always does some kind of physical transformation. And here he seems to have put on a lot of weight and muscle. So he's kind of beefy, but also a little heavy. You can see it in his walk. You can see it in the way he carries himself. The film is by Lynn Ramsey. She's a pretty intense filmmaker. She did What We Need to Talk About Kevin, the one about the school massacre perpetrator many years back, a very intense film. This one, even though you've got Joaquin as your starring guy, it just didn't work for me. It's a little too arty. Again, not a lot of character development. I didn't quite understand his backstory. I think Lynn Ramsey as a director shies away from the action scenes. Ultimately, even though Joaquin Phoenix is still great, it's still great to see him on screen, this one didn't quite pull me in.
Your movies for this weekend, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and for us here at The Takeaway. Great to have you as always, Rafer.
All right, thanks, Todd.
The Takeaway is supported by Progressive Insurance, offering its Home Quote Explorer, designed to provide information about available home insurance options in one place. More information at progressive.com.